Well, here on today's Hotline, we find the Georgia peanut crop is still looking pretty good. 14% of our peanuts have been dug so far and 6% harvested. As far as the condition of the crop is concerned, 19% reported fair, 54% rated as good, and 21% in the excellent category. Andrew Warner in Seminole County said the peanuts are starting to be dug in his county, and he said they're looking very good. But he says cotton was blown down a little and tangled, but it fared the storm pretty well. Andrew says that a lot of early soybeans were harvested before the storm, and the rest fared well with very little blown down. So overall, the storm caused some damage to crops, primarily cotton, but the yield potentials are still very good. Ronnie Barentine in Dooley County said Hurricane Irma laid down most of the cotton acres. They are a tangled mess, he said. This will complicate defoliation and harvest. But he said we hope plants will stand up some that once the foliant is applied. He reports pecan orchards were also damaged significantly. A lot of trees are down. Many more have broken limbs. As much as 35% of the nuts are on the ground. And he reports soybeans and peanuts fared much better in the storm in Dooley County. And he says as soon as fields dry out a bit, peanut digging will be in full swing. 95% of the corn has been harvested now. 65% of the cotton setting bolls. 2% of the cotton has been harvested. That's right on the five-year average. As far as soybeans are concerned, 94% are setting pods and about 29% dropping leaves. 96% of the tobacco crop has been harvested already. So we had 3.9 days good for field work this past week. Precipitation estimates for the state range from 1.9 inches of rain to 10.5 inches. Average high temperatures from the mid-60s to the high 80s, and the average low temperatures range from the mid-50s to the low 70s. Quick look at the Georgia Crop Progress and Condition Report presented by the Georgia Peanut Commission.